tick tock.
What is ticking off here is not the clock, it's your life.
You are running out of time.
I hear the clock ticking. That's what I hear, and the end is nigh.
You don't know how much time you have. You keep telling yourself you got time and watch what happens.
If you don't take a hold of your life, if you don't get serious with what's going on in front of you, you're gonna forfeit everything that you were born to be.
Time waits for no man.
That clock, it's always ticking.
Your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life.
You gotta give it everything you got, whether it's your time, your talent, or your treasures.
When's the time to jump in the pool? When's the time to kiss the boy? When's the time to get married? When's the time to take the training wheels off the bike? When's the time to live your life? The answer is, I don't know, nobody knows, there's no right answer, there's that moment in time.
However you spend your time, that tells you who you are.
Stop waiting for tomorrow. Stop waiting for the perfect moment.
And I'm saying to you, whatever you gotta do, do it, because if you don't, life is gonna whoop you until you surrender.
Tick tock.
Who's not gonna see you accomplish your goals? Who's not gonna see you blow up? Who's not gonna be able to enjoy the fruits of your labor with you who put in why? Because you average. And one day you're gonna be great, but you think you got time.
Fight that ticking clock with everything you got.
Time is one of the most powerful, important tools that any of us will ever get, because time, we never get back.
You got to have faith, and that faith gives you patience. That is not gonna happen as quickly as you want it to happen. There's not an hour that's gonna go by. There's not a minute that's gonna go by that is not accounted for.
Greatness takes time.
Tick tock.
Ladies and gentlemen, in 3 years I doubled my MBA income in the marketplace. You hearing what I'm saying? And I've never had a real job. But I got a mindset. Lesson number one. For you to get to that next level, here's what you need: information. You need to get information. No offense, I don't even watch TV. CNN don't pay my bills. Okay? Power don't pay my bills. I don't even watch TV. I might catch a sporting event. Or don't get mad about a football game. I love to watch football. But I don't watch TV. Why? It's unproductive, in my opinion. I get 24 hours a day, just like Bill Gates. I get 24 hours a day, just like Beyonce and Jay-Z. You get 24 hours a day, ladies and gentlemen. What do you do with your 24 hours? You need to get more information. In our coaching program, all we do is drop content nonstop. And people are like, wow, I didn't know that. Wow, I didn't know that. See, you don't even know what you don't know. How did you let me come from behind and clip you? Do you guys know the studies show the better we look, the more money we make? Which means your website should pass the eyeball test. Your truck should pass the eyeball test. Your people should pass the eyeball test. You should pass the eyeball test. Everybody in this room has a promised land somewhere, but you can't be stuck on the city you like. You gotta hear God and go to your promised land. Your promised land might be Utah. Your promised land might be Minnesota. Your promised land might be Wyoming. Hear me clearly. You better use your money to get information and access, and you better be flexible, because a real shark is flexible. Can we stop fronting and get real about this thing? And if I can do it, you can do it. I knew nothing about life. I knew nothing about business, but I had the right mindset, and I learned it through sports. And y'all got to hear my story so you understand. I didn't even start on my college basketball team. I came off the bench. At the University of Minnesota, I came off the bench. But in my mind, you can bring me off the bench, but I'm an NBA ball player when you get through talking. When you get through, I'm an NBA ball player. And that's why I would walk around and say, you can't check me. You can't check me. You can't check me. If I was you, I would walk around every day and say, I'm a millionaire. I'm a millionaire. I declare it right now. I'm worth millions. I'm worth millions. I will receive my salary right now, but I won't accept it as my value. So whatever you receive right now, receive it, but don't you accept it as your value. because there's more out here for you if you change your mindset.
It's time. At some point, you have to see that you're not simply playing conservatively. You're not being a perfectionist. It's not about being okay with where you are. No, if we're going to get anywhere, let's be truthful. Let's call it what it is. These things, these ideas, these excuses are a derivative of fear. The problem with possibility is that it's incredibly hard to quantify. Technically, if you've never had it, you've never lost it. And that is how we rationalize staying where we are. That's why we compartmentalize the things we want most as dreams. But for a second, let's be bigger. Let's start from the premise that what life can provide or become is limitless. It is truly infinite. And when you sit on an idea or you refuse to begin, you are in fact losing. Every single thing around you, everything, at one point it began. At one point someone summoned the courage to reach out and take what's in front of them. Maybe you do the same. Maybe you take that step. Maybe the first few times go terribly wrong. Maybe it's terrifying. Maybe you find out who has your back, who your real friends are, and maybe those truths scare you. But guess what? Guess what those steps turn into? Confidence. Amplified purpose, and most importantly, more steps. You get to see right in front of you as your demons diminish, evaporate. The higher you climb, the better the view, the longer the road, the greater the experience. I would rather fall 1,000 times and continuously get back up stronger than be someone who looks at the world through a window like it's some fairy tale. Because at the end of the day, sure, they have no scratches, scrapes, or bruises, but I have no limits, and I'd make that trade any day. It is time to stop separating what you want from what you have and take that step forward. It's time to go get it. No one is stopping you. Nothing is stopping you. And in fact, if you choose to be, you are unstoppable. So take a look in the mirror, lace up your shoes, open the door, and begin. It's time.
Get out of your own way. Get up and rise. This is your year. Rise. This is your time. Rise. This is your hour. Rise. This is your second. Rise to the occasion and be amazing. How bad do you want it? How bad is it burning inside of you? Are you willing to do what it takes to be successful? Might mean getting up 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 2 o'clock. You gotta get up and do something to make yourself better. How about you start doing something for you right here, right now? Doesn't matter what time. Start being amazing. Start being great. Once you make a conscious decision that today's your day, it's not tomorrow's, not someday's, not one day. It's now. Dig deep. Take accountability for your goals, dreams, and aspirations. Ain't nobody gonna give you nothing. Ain't nobody gonna give you nothing if you ain't working for it. Do you. Be you.
for you. Rise.
I'll do whatever it takes. And the reason why some of you can't get to that next level, you don't have enough stuff in you to push you to get through some of the hell you gotta go through. That house ain't gonna get you through that hell. That car ain't gonna get you through that hell. Humans do not transition to another level when they're comfortable with the level that they're on. You only go to another level when you're on this level and you're eating out of trash cans and you say, enough is enough. You only transition from one level to the next when you're tired of the level you are. You don't transition in life if you're happy with where you are. And the problem with some of you is you happy being broke. What fuels you? The reason why you're so lazy is not because you don't have the ability. You're so lazy because your dream's so small. I want you to live the life you were meant to live. You hear me? Not the life that was given to you.
Time is all we have. This moment, right now.
There's only one thing in our lives that we're never able to reacquire once it's gone. And I'm not talking about money, I'm not talking about material items. I'm talking about time. And it's such a unique concept, unique idea, because when utilized correctly, it contains the ingredients to success, to happiness, to growth, prosperity, all the things we want. But at the very same time, if neglected, it leaves us with very little. Because the truth is, every morning when you wake up, you are living minutes you will never get back. You are breathing air you will never take in again. It is your one opportunity to embrace this gift. And every second sees a little of it slip away. And my point is that there is no moment more important, more perfect than right now. Not in a week, not after your promotion, not in 30 years when you plan to retire and relax. Right now. See, we have this mentality that the future's going to somehow mean more than the present. That if we suffer now, or if we're unhappy now, that we'll save the best in life for some other time. But the reality is, we don't get younger. Yes, we should be working hard. Absolutely. Success comes from effort, hard work, dedication, persistence. But the key is, allocate your precious time to the work, to the things that make you feel like today is powerful. That right now is so amazing, you don't want it to end. Today is when you take the first step towards the things you want. When you become who you want to become. No one is ever or will ever keep you from that other than yourself. There is no ceiling, there is no limitation, there is no special requirement. There is you and what you allow yourself to accomplish. You are the gatekeeper. You have your foot on the gas pedal. And it's so easy to point to others, right? To point to our environment, to blame things on everything. But our own decision, our decision to stick to the status quo. Because believe it or not, it is that simple. You are where you are because that's where you've decided to be. And you've accepted that as okay. Look, if you want change, then manufacture change. Create a plan and move. Go. Transform. Step out of your head and into the real world. Think about how lucky we are. To be alive in this day and age with access to all the information we could ever dream of, technology that enables growth, freedom to pursue any path that looks appealing, anything we could ever want is right in front of us, yet we don't embrace it. Why? Why in the world would we let that be? Nothing is more important in life than living it. Nothing makes us feel more energized, more free, more happy than following the path we were meant to take. It's having the courage to step over the obstacles, to face the challenges, to be uncomfortable. And at the beginning, it's tough, right? Change is tough. Getting what you want isn't easy, There's a period of struggle, of growth, but once you get through it, you understand what living really is. Which brings us right back to the concept of time, our small existence on this planet, the greatest gift a human being can receive. You, by default, have it. Don't ever let it be in vain. The future isn't when happiness someday occurs. It's a continuation of you living every moment to the fullest, from now until your last. Make every trip around the sun better than the previous. Never let a moment of sunshine, clouds, or rain deprive you of your gift. Be the best version of yourself you can be. Live the life you were meant to live. All it takes is a simple decision.
The one commodity that is most valuable on this earth is time. Time to love, time to live. From the moment the human body is born, it begins dying. I don't think you quite caught that. Let me say it again. From the moment the human body is born, it begins dying. Some happen faster, some happen slower. Some of us help them go faster, and some of them prevent it from happening sooner than later. How many seconds, how many minutes do we waste every day doing things that are nowhere near the goals and aspirations and passions that we have inside? How many times do you go through the course of a day and realize, did I do anything I set out to do today? Write down those goals each and every day. No matter if it's two goals a day, if you can accomplish those, then you're doing more than just making it through the day. You are living and achieving your dreams. Find time to better yourself. Read, explore, research. Live life. Do things you've never thought of doing before. That's what it's all about. When you're born, that's that date that they put on the left side of the tombstone. When you die, they put another date on the right side of the tombstone. But that dash in the middle is the most important thing on that tombstone. That is a line that throughout that entire time frame, you were able to impact and touch others' lives. You were able to leave your mark on this earth. You were able to build a legacy that nobody could change. You were able to have it to where people remembered who you are no matter what. When you're living for that dash in the middle, you're going to remember your why. Your why you're here. Not the why did you do something. Your why, your reason for getting up in the morning, your reason for pushing yourself past the brink of exertion and giving up. Your reason for moving on and getting things done in life. That dash in the middle, that's the thing that pushes you.
How do you rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10 in terms of your physical appearance, in terms of your health? Do you take care of yourself? Are you allowing yourself to get overweight and out of shape? Are you conscious of your health? Are you watching the food that you take into your body? Do you make a deliberate effort to exercise? You know, it was George Burns, he said, "We cannot help getting older, but we don't have to get old." And many of us get old before our time because we don't take time to take care of ourselves. Your environment is a very good indicator. On a scale of 1 to 10, is it what you want it to be? Do you find it desirable? Are you satisfied? The job or career that you're involved in. Someone said that 85% of the American public are unhappy with their jobs. Are you spending 8 hours a day just doing time? Doing something that you don't find challenging, that does not make you stretch mentally, that does not stimulate you, that does not inspire you. Something that you don't find a sense of fulfillment in it. If you're doing that day in and day out, it has to affect how you feel about yourself, your level of motivation. Your relationships. What kind of impact is it having on your life? Is it nourishing or is it a toxic relationship? Does it drain you or does it build you up? Ask yourself that. How motivated are you to do something about it? your contribution, your actions. What are you giving? Many people will leave the universe without a trace. No one will know they were here. And in fact, under their name, we could put under there, not used up. Will anybody know that you came this way? What contribution are you giving? What will you leave? What will be different because you came this way?
Just stop for a second. Write down your why. What are you doing this for in life? If your why doesn't make you cry, then that's not your why. Again, if your why doesn't make you cry, then that's not your why. Your why should be something so big that it moves your family tree. Your why should be something so big that it changes the whole outlook on how things are with you and your home, your family, your religion, your purpose. Think about your passion. Think about your opportunities. And that's how you find your purpose. OPP. When that why meets up with your passion, your opportunity, and your purpose, then you'll find out. The most important day in your life is the day you remember why you were born.
Say no to everything that doesn't support your immediate goals.
41% of items that people put on their to-do list are never done at all. Wow. It's like a to-do list is the graveyard of, you know, important but not urgent. And when you truly realize what, like just how valuable a single minute is, I mean, money, we can lose it and make it back again. Our health, we can get sick and get healthy again. Time, once it's gone, it is gone. Time is life.
The 15 secrets successful people know about time management, the productivity habits of 7 billionaires, 13 Olympic athletes, 29 straight A students, and 239 entrepreneurs. You might not use all of them, but if you use one, two, three, or four of them, I tell you, you're going to get a lot more out of your day.
Anyone can make a big difference.
Absolutely. And we all have the same amount of time. Every single one of us has the same amount of time, but some of us squander it, some of us waste it, some of us don't make best use of it. It's my goal, my hope at the end of this episode that you'll be able to see just how much time you have in the day. And there's something in this episode that you'll be able to use to maybe get more out of your day. And that to me is a win. Absolutely a win in my book. Golden nugget number one. Time is your most valuable and scarcest resource.
Hey, 1440 is the number that can change your life. And that number is the number of minutes we all have in a single day. And while, you know, most of the people that I interviewed, you know, they're not all doing the same 15 secrets either. The common thread was that they always spoke about minutes and the value of time. And when you truly realize what, like just how valuable a single minute is, I mean, money, we can lose it and make it back again. Our health, we can get sick and get healthy again. Time, once it's gone, it is gone. Time is life. And so, you know, in 1 minute, for your health, you know, you can bang out some push-ups or sit-ups or take a cleansing breath. For relationships, you can tell someone that you love them or that you're grateful for them. In business, it takes a minute to have a breakthrough idea. And once you truly understand that, all of a sudden, you know, you're not going to let people steal your time with all those God a minute meetings or other trivial things.
There's a certain number of minutes every single day that I have at my disposal, and so much of it is just wasted minutes. So if you start to capitalize on the time that you have, you'll realize, holy, I can get a whole bunch done. So golden nugget number two, identify your most important task and do it first.
The most important task, the MIT, your MIT is, you know, what is that project that is going to double the size of your business? What is that project that's going to get you the promotion or max out your bonus at work? And then break it down. It's like, what domino can I tip over today that's going to lean on the next one and the next one? And then we have to get in that discipline of scheduling time to work on our MIT first thing in the morning. Behavioral psychologist Dan Ariely talks about we are at our best for about a 2-hour window of time in the morning. You know, we're at our cognitive best. But what do most of us do? We stroll in with, you know, to work, we open up email, we start working on everybody else's MITs by answering their emails and all that stuff. Before we respond to text, before we listen to voicemails, before we do email, we should work on our MIT.
Golden nugget number three, work from your calendar, not a to-do list.
Stop using a to-do list. You know, I was asking all of these people, self-made millionaires, what is your number one secret of productivity? They could have said anything. And none of them mentioned a to-do list. I was about halfway through the interviews. And finally, I started doing the follow-up. I'm like, well, what about your to-do list? Give me some advice. They laughed at me. They're like, to-do list? You know, we work from a calendar. And as I did the research, it turns out 41% of items that people put on their to-do list are never done at all. Wow. It's like a to-do list is the graveyard of, you know, important but not urgent. If you really want to get something done, pick a day, a time, and a duration, and then live from your calendar.
Golden nugget number four, to overcome procrastination, beat your future self.
So we need to think about, all right, how's that future evil version of ourselves going to jeopardize our best intentions? And, you know, let's say we want to start jogging this week. We want to work out. Well, you know what? I know that my evil self is going to hit that snooze alarm. How do I fight back? I'm going to put my iPhone, I'm going to set that alarm, put it on the other side of the room. Nice. So I got to literally get out of bed to shut it off. And that evil Kevin's going to say, oh man, I don't know where my workout stuff is. I'll work out tomorrow instead. Well, you know what? I'm going to beat that future version by putting my sneakers right at the end of my bed. In fact, I'm going to go to sleep in my shorts and t-shirt. So I just need to put my sneakers on and I'm dressed.
Nice.
You know, so we just need to think about all the ways that we're going to procrastinate, all those excuses we're going to come up with, and try to beat them in the present moment.
Golden nugget number five, there will always be more to do.
Back when I was a young and dumb entrepreneur, you know, I was the guy who was just 8 hours a day wasn't enough. So I'd work 16 or 20, 5 days a week wasn't enough. I'd work seven. The girlfriend or eventually the wife would be like, hey, it's 6 o'clock, dinner's cold. When are you coming home? Leaving the office in 5 minutes. Then it's an hour later, I'm still in the office. And, you know, one of the things that I learned from interviewing all these people is they have this sense in their bones, like there will always be more to do. Andy Grove wrote, he was the founder and CEO of Intel. And he said, you know, my day ends when I'm tired and ready to go home, not when I'm done, because I am never done. A manager's work is never done. There's always more to be done, more that should be done, always more than can be done. Maybe we've decided that we're going to work a 10-hour day or a 12-hour day or a 6-hour day. Mm. Whatever you decide, be intentional about it and then realize you've allocated other minutes for your health, which is gym time. You've allocated other minutes for your relationship, including date night or time with your kids.
Golden nugget number six, always carry a notebook.
Everybody I spoke to talked about carrying a notebook. You know, Richard Branson has written about it over and over again. He says the single most important possession is his little notebook. That's how he built, you know, the Virgin brand. You know, there's all these people that I interviewed that just swear by this power of jotting down little notes, whether it's journaling or notes from meetings or words of wisdom from the books they read, but it just really changes their life.
Yeah, and one of the things that David Allen always says is that our minds are best used for processing different ideas, not to hold on to information. You'd be surprised when you start carrying around a notebook with you just how much information comes into your mind that you want to capture. Now, when you start capturing that information, you realize, holy crap, I've been holding on to so many good like pieces of information and it's just been gone. Like I just lose it or I hold on to it and it just ruins the ability to allow your mind to free itself up to process new information, which is the best state for your mind to be in. Golden nugget number seven, control your inbox.
To be honest, many of us use our email inbox and text messages and other social media apps as a form of procrastination, as a form of a little reward. It releases dopamine. It's kind of like pulling that handle on a slot machine. Is it going to be something good? And all of these companies out there and other people in our lives, they want our attention. And that's fine, but it can get in the way of our productivity. So the bottom line is, shut off the notifications on your phone on everything. It's okay to go to email or messages and all of that, but do it when you want to do it, not because someone else is calling you, kind of like Pavlov's dog, you know, ringing a bell and I'm reaching for my phone. I process email like anything else 3 times a day, morning, noon, and night. Now, again, the number's not so important, Ryan. I mean, you know, I know people who only process it once a week or once a day, and others, people tell me, hey, I'm a stockbroker or whatever. I need to get back to people all the time. Fine, process it every 30 minutes or 15 minutes. The idea is to be intentional about it.
Shut off the notifications. So if you're out there and you haven't shut off your email notifications, what are you waiting for? I've done that a long time ago. I shut it off because it's just distraction. Golden nugget number 8, schedule and attend meetings as a last resort.
Now, we can't all, you know, be like Mark Cuban and just say no to our boss and other people with meetings. Right. We can say no much more often. We can say no to a lot of meetings. We could say no to meetings before noon. Like, let's keep our deep work in the morning, then our collaborative work in the afternoon. And if you have to say yes to a meeting, say no to long meetings. Richard Branson again says, there's few meetings that need to last more than 5 or 10 minutes. And so that's just the idea. Let's say no as often as possible. At least one day a week, say no, and then try to say no to long meetings.
Absolutely. And that actually, you know what? That breaks us into the next golden nugget, golden nugget number 9. Say no to everything that doesn't support your immediate goals.
They're not being rude, but the most highly successful people, they know what their values are, their goals are, and they fill their calendar with things that'll get there. And that doesn't leave time for a lot of other things. You know, we're raised from being really young to like, hey, you know, you want to be liked, so you want to help people. You're told it's nice to help people. You don't want to be rude. What's helpful to me is when I realized that every time I say yes to something, I'm actually saying no to another thing or many things.
I got myself into so much trouble, man, because I like to be liked. And so I would say yes to people all the time, even though I knew by saying yes, it would screw up my schedule. I'd have to push other things back. In the back of my head, I was like, you're not going to do this anymore. You're not going to go to the gym. Your whole schedule's thrown off course. Getting good at saying no and doing it in a very polite way, in a delicate way, is something that a lot of you out there have to do. Golden nugget number 10, follow the powerful Pareto principle.
Yeah, the Pareto principle is more commonly known as the 80-20 rule. And it's this idea that most of the results in almost any activity, 80% of the results, comes from about 20% of the activity. So it's just really pausing, slowing down, and looking at, with all the work that you're doing to build your business, to get your work done, you know, what are the handful of tasks that are getting you most of your results? Just focus on those things.
Gold nugget number 11, focus on your unique strengths and passion.
We really need to remember the power of delegation. You know, I'm a perfectionist, so nobody can do anything as good as I can. You know, I've got to do everything to do it right. And the reality, Ryan, is that might be true, but we have to realize, again, think about that 80-20 rule. This feeds into this, that yes, if I delegate it to someone on my team, maybe it's not going to be perfect, but if it's 80% to perfect, I need to be okay with that and let it go, because now that just freed up all of my time.
Golden nugget number 12, batch your work with recurring themes. So this one, you know, you read in the book, innovative entrepreneurs, they really assign different themes to their office days so that employees can really concentrate on one specific type of work.
Well-known sort of consultant to consultants, Dan Sullivan, you know, he talks about entrepreneurs should have focus days, buffer days, and free days. Mm-hmm. And the focus days, you know, those are your game days. Those are the days where you are doing your most important activities. Usually it's sales or revenue related, but whatever your strengths are. A buffer day, that's the day to catch up on phone calls and emails and sign paperwork and, you know, all the other administrative stuff we have to do. And then free days are the days where you do not work. And what you're doing is you're resting and recharging, which all the Olympic athletes really talk to me about that.
Golden nugget number 13. If you can do a task in less than 5 minutes, do it immediately. So this really comes down to the touch it once principle.
I go to an extreme on this one. I walk to get the mail out of the mailbox every day. Well, most people, you come inside and there's the two piles. There's the junk pile and then the bills. And then later we go through the junk again. And then we go through the bills again. On my walk back up to the garage, I am sorting that junk and I'm dropping it right in the recycle bin before I even get into my house. Those bills, they go into the bill pile, which again, I process on Friday afternoons. I don't even open the envelopes until I'm ready to do them. You know, I don't care about what my electric bill or cable bill is. I'm just going to leave it sit there until I'm ready to process it. So, you know, email, you open an email when you're ready to process it in that moment. Just learn to touch everything once.
Golden nugget number 14, routinely use early mornings to strengthen your mind, your body, and your spirit.
Because, you know, I'm asking people, give me your number one productivity tip. So I'm expecting to hear about task lists and calendars and priorities. So many people said, my number one productivity tip is what I do in the first hour of my day. And they're not talking about getting work done. They're talking about their mind and body. Most of the people that I interviewed, these high performers, they weren't waking up feeling stressed, rushing to the office and diving into emails. That first hour, that first 30 minutes, they were investing in themselves for the long game.
Last but certainly not least, golden nugget number 15. Productivity is about energy and focus, not time.
You know, we all have the same 1,440 minutes a day. We can't get more of that. It's not about managing the time. So the idea is, first of all, take care of our bodies. Light cardio, lots of water, get good deep sleep. In addition to that, the most productive people, they actually take more breaks. So we're designed to kind of like sprint and rest. Mm-hmm. And so again, to each their own, you know, a lot of people like this Pomodoro technique. You know, you just sprint for 25 minutes, then pop up and walk around, get some air, get some water. The idea is to spend more time on single tasking, all out focused attention, you know, these working jam sessions, then a little break, and then get back to it.